Let us kneel down before the Lord. Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for this time of prayer. We thank Thee for the confidence of access to Thy holy presence. Because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in His work of salvation, we thank Thee for sending our Lord Jesus Christ to come, to live, to suffer, and to die for our sins at the cross. And He was buried, and He rose again, appeared to the disciples for 40 days, at different days, different time, different group of people. Lord, we thank Thee for the power of resurrection working in the hearts of those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that Thou may help us to continue to gather here and to gather elsewhere in Thy name to worship the living and true God through the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, witnessing to the whole world Thy power of salvation. We pray that I may continue to help Thy people to continue to pray, that we may live in the days of peace, that we can do Thy will, Thy bidding. We pray for grace for the young ones. Pray that I may help them to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ into maturity gradually. We pray for those who are elderly. Pray that Thou may continue to sustain our faith. Remember our physical weakness and illnesses. May Thou restore our health. Lord, we pray that Thou may prepare our hearts to meet Thee one day. We pray for those who are young and strong. Pray that Thou may help them to serve Thee in the prime of their life. Pray that Thou may watch over them, save them from waywardness. We pray for those who have wandered away from Thy view. Pray that Thou may bring them back to Thy path. We pray that Thou may continue to watch over us and guide us day by day, hour by hour. We remember Thy work here. Remember the preaching, teaching ministry, remembering the ministry of fellowship, visitation. Pray that Thou may use us to build one another so that together as a body of Christ, we may glorify Thy name. Remember our rulers. Pray that Thou may bless them with good health and strength, that they may do Thy will. May Thou grant them wisdom to face their difficulties that come to this nation. We pray that Thou may help those who are in power to use their power according to the Constitution, so that this country will continue to grow strong. We pray that Thou may restrain, Thou may put down the evil forces that work against the power which Thou hast established. We pray for peace in the Middle East, remembering the conference that talked about peace. We pray that the warring parties, countries, may come to a peaceful conclusion. And those who have been stranded in the streets may be released in due time. Pray for extra grace for those who are lacking of maybe natural resources on the ship. We pray that Thou may be merciful to save them. We pray for Thy guidance, for Thy work here. We pray that Thou may help us to see the ministry that Thou hast designed for us and help us to fit in, to glorify Thy name. We pray that Thou may continue to grant us strength day by day. Help us to look up to Thee. Help us to search thy word. Help us to think about it and to understand thy will for our life. May thou help us to pray without ceasing. In the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. The love of Christ which passes knowledge. We know that love is something that we can say maybe abstract. Love is described in a various way. But the love of Christ is manifested at the cross of Christ. When God became a man, He died for our sins. He gave His life for us. He gave Himself for us. And we ought to respond to His love by loving Him and live for Him. The Apostle Paul was not only a prisoner in Rome, he is also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He asked his readers not to worry for him, but to pray for him. Not to be discouraged, but continue to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. He may not be able to go outside of the prison or under house arrest, but his prayer is with them. He prayed in the beginning of this letter to Ephesians. And now we come to the second prayer from verses 14 to 19. He addressed to God the Father. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He bowed his knees. He bowed his knees when he left Ephesus, when the elders were sending him off. He warned the church that the false teachers will come to visit the flock in Ephesus. You see, the false teaching will infiltrate the congregation. So later we see the false teachings of Gnosticism in the church history. We know that the work of the Lord will be challenged by the evil one. When these new Christians, this group of people in Ephesus was saved, the enemies tried to harm them, hinder their growth. So the Apostle Paul prayed that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That God's Spirit will work in you, in your life. Your life will be empowered to grow according to God's will. To live in the fullness of the life of God, with God's power, with moral excellence, in his love. You see, the Apostle Paul emphasized on the word love. You see, Ephesians have a different idea of love before they come to know Christ. Their love is not according to God's will. It's an unbeliever's kind of love. That we thank God that Christ came. That is the manifestation of love of God. The fact that He died for our sins at the cross is the greatest manifestation of His love. And He sent His witness for this preacher, Apostle Paul, to come to the city of Ephesus and other preachers that express His love for the citizens of Ephesus. He prayed that they will continue, that they will be rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in the love of God. Not that they love God first, but God loved them. Being rooted and grounded in God's love, so that they will come boldly before the presence of God to plead with God for help for the challenges of faith in day by day living. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of love. See, the love of God is so great that it is beyond the description of man. That is beyond the measurement of the quantity surveyor, if there is one, for to measure the love of God. And Paul, the apostle, asked divine power will strengthen us. This is important for our spiritual formation. See, these people are just saved, and Apostle Paul could not be with them for a long time. And of course, there are other co-workers who were sent. That ultimately is God who worked through the ministry of his workers and also work in the house of the believers to help them to grow into moral excellence, to have the life, power, and the love of God. The apostle asked for God's Spirit to mediate God's presence in our lives in the person of Christ. See, our God is not the kind of the God of Ephesus. He is in a distance. You see this God, you must go to the temple, isn't it? Or you must use your black magic to contact with these gods. So when the Ephesians were saved, and all some of them, they bought a lot of books that tell them how to do divination, so they burn away. So it's a big loss to the industry, the religious industry of Ephesus. You know, religious business is an ever-booming business. Every kind of industry can recess, but not religious business. Okay, religious business is always booming. That's why non-Christian thought church is one of the religious business. And the pastor is a salesman. How much commission do you get? I was asked a question. I said, no. There's no such thing here. We are not a religious organization that are like insurance, you know. How much is the sales, then you get the cut. You see, the non-believers have this kind of idea. Christ stays in us because we believe in Him and let Him work in us as we continue to trust in Him. It's a day by day. It's a day by day growth. See, parents are not aware of the growth of children until a long time. But friends and relatives who did not see them for a long time, they will be able to see their growth. They'll be able to assess more objectively. So let us let God make our inner lives the focal point of His work. Because God, who dwelt in the temple in Jerusalem before, now dwelt with His own people. God is with us. The purpose of Paul's prayer is that, in verse 19, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, so that they can continue to grow and bring people to know Christ. Yes, the evangelist Apostle Paul was in the prison, but the fruits of the labor of the ministry continue to witness for Christ and also bring people to Christ. So the evangelist of the church is not only one, the Apostle Paul, or the pastor teacher, but the members who go out to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul wants us to know and to understand the love of Christ, even though it could not be fully described by words. It's beyond words. The love of God is beyond words. How much is the love of parents for their children? Some parents say, I sacrifice for you, you know, children. I remember one father say, I sacrifice to buy an American car for you. I could buy an American car for myself, but I sacrifice just to send you to study overseas, study in Canada. One mother say, I could have eaten noodle as usual, but for the sake of my many children, many sons, I even deny myself of the right to eat one bowl of noodle in Indonesia. So the children grow up and testify, you see. So we cannot measure. We cannot go to market, give me 100 grams of love. Love of parents, love of God. Cannot be measured. But we can see in the record of the scripture, you see, God takes us into His family as spiritual babies, and He expects us to grow into maturity. Growth is a struggle, isn't it? We heard of teething problems. One old mother told me, it's quite common for children to face teething problem as teeth begin to come up from the mouth of the the babies. You see, teething problem. It's a struggle, it challenges the fever off and on and all. It's a struggle to take care of children. That's why many parents assign it to babysitter. It's a struggle to take care of old people. That's why many children also assign the old parents to the senior home. It's not easy, you see, because you do not see the immediate result. You see the rejection. The feeding is a problem. You ask the children to eat, the children don't want. Maybe the children have some tidbits before or eat some candies. Then you run around the house and the parents got to take the one bowl of rice or porridge and chasing around. And you turn cold already. How to eat? I remember those were the days during my childhood. One auntie threatened, "I'm going to pound the food through your ear." No, oh, it was shocking. You know, pound the food through the ear, not through the feeling through the mouth. Pound. So, wow, all of us got shocked. You see, those were the military style. Okay, so we know that it's a struggle. It's not easy, and especially for young Christian to grow. Sometimes you see them. Sometimes you see them disappear from the church or fellowship. So how are we going to measure the love of Christ? See, the love of Christ in verse 18 may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. See, we see the width of His love in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. See, God welcomed Jews and non-Jews into His kingdom, to His family, spiritual family. And God opened house to all those who come into the Lord Jesus Christ, who believe in the blood redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the fact that the church opened the door so wide, opened the arms so wide to welcome all, Jews and Gentiles, attract the attention of the power then, the Roman government. The Roman government take a good look at them. At first they thought this is a branch of Judaism. Maybe the kind of a deviation, no, not deviation, a kind of a new development from the Judaism, the synagogue. Because the early Christians also attend the synagogue. Also attend the temple in the early days. So they did not pay much attention because Judaism is under protection of the Roman government. The Roman government tried not to interfere in the religious faith of the people. As long as you pay your tax and honor our government. Then later they see that how come more and more people are joining the church? Because it's opened the door for sinners, for the outcasts of the society. And Judaism also getting worried because these people join us. Then later, how come the more are following them instead of our synagogue? So some Jews became very unhappy. They want to get this Christian out. Don't come to our synagogue. Especially when Christians are not supporting them in fighting against the Romans. So please leave us. We don't want you. So Romans gradually found out that this is a different teaching. Okay, Judaism requires people to follow their law before you can be accepted. And also to follow certain diet. And also to have circumcision for the men. But this Christian only. Just water baptism, so easy. So gradually they thought Christianity is a threat. So they began the persecution, the mass persecution of the Christians. And some of them have done evil. They set the Rome on fire. Then they blame it on the Christians. That's how the Apostle Paul and Peter died. They all are implicated. So we see what is the height of God's love in John chapter 3. You see, John chapter 3. John chapter 3, it says, verse 14, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Jesus Christ was lifted up at the cross, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. People say so easy. believe only. People say, I will believe, then I go and commit evil. I get baptized and go and commit evil, then I go to heaven. But this is not the teaching of the Bible. This is a twisted understanding. We see the depth of His love that goes down beneath all human sorrow, suffering, and sin. Christ reaches out to those who are deep in sin. You see, all the measurement can sum up in one word, that is the cross of Jesus Christ. How do you know that God loves you? Sometimes you don't feel that God loves you. Sometimes you feel that God let you down. You pray, God never answer. You pray, God delay in His answer. You pray, God is silent. You pray, worst thing happen. How do you understand? You look at the cross of Christ. You see, when God led His Son to die for your sins at the cross, redeem you by His precious blood, there's no greater expression than His love. There's no greater miracle than the miracle of resurrection. What you can see now is just one phase of your life. You do not see all stations of your life, isn't it? It's like life is like taking a train, you know, from Johor Bahru up to Kuala Lumpur. Then you stop at Keluang. Keluang is one station only. It's a different scenery. You stop at Labis. You stop at Segamat. It's a different scenery. Then you stop at Gemas. Then you stop at Batang Melaka, Seremban. All these are different scenery. Let us do not jump to conclusion that God have turned us down or rejected us just because He delay or He's silent in answering a prayer. Let us look at the cross of Christ. Remember His great love in sending His Son to die for you. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, He says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. See, the parents gave themselves for their children, isn't it? They gave up the habit of going to an expensive restaurant. They gave up the habit of buying expensive branded clothing for the children. Give it to the children. Give the children the best food. And you've ordered chicken pak cham kai, you give the drumstick to the children, isn't it? Which father and mother will grab the drumstick and eat first, and you eat the chicken tail, I give it to you. The bishop knows, I give it to you. No. You give the children, isn't it? Give the best to our children, no. I saw yesterday I passed by the school. About 200 cars waiting outside the school. I think there must be some extracurricular activities. The parents are waiting there under the hot sun. The poor mother, poor father, double parking. So I was thinking to myself, if I'm old, whether my children will come so early to fetch me or not. Isn't it? Half an hour before under the hot sun, I said, what is this? What is happening to the old guys? The old woman said. The Chinese say, lo ye. It's a gesture of respect, isn't it? Lo ye. Wow. The old thing, you know, means a sign of contempt. Low ye, I call low ye, mo le. Wow, the old guy didn't come. Wow. Your parents said, I think his heart sunk, and before long he got heart attack and died. You see? So how do we respond to the word of, to the love of God? See, in the Bible we are shown, we learn of His love by studying His word. Okay, we should attend Bible study. Okay? See how the Lord suffered for us. The Lord prayed for us in the Garden of Gethsemane. He agonized for us. So when you go visit Garden of Gethsemane, you see, they say, oh, these are the olive tree, a few hundred or 1,000 year old, you know. Those old olive tree. And Jesus knew them. And at the side, there's a church building with the Lord's Prayer in many languages. So you have money, next time when God opens the door, visit the Holy Land. Don't visit Disneyland. Okay? Jesus suffered and prayed for us at the cross. He asked the Father to forgive those who put him on the cross. And Jesus sent and empowered his witnesses to reach out to us. He sent Apostle Paul and his co-workers, and he sent other Christians to your life. And God worked through his Spirit to give us faith. We are faithless people. We cannot have faith in Christ given our nature. And now our nature is turned away from God. Either we behave like a full-blown sinner, like the prodigal son, or we become self-righteous Pharisee. Jesus did everything at a great cost to himself. He gave his life. See, how many of us would like to donate blood if we were to ask the Red Crescent to come or the hospital to come? Donate blood this Saturday. Well, blood. I think we're going to think very hard. You know? Donate my blood. You want my blood? I think it's easier to give our dollar, isn't it? Give our dollar and cents. Give blood. I think I'm going to think many times. If the blood take out enough of blood or not, we naturally think. And especially nowadays, you know, people have so many considerations. But Jesus shed his precious blood for us to redeem us. So may God open our eyes when we study the Bible to see his love. Second, we learn of his love as we obey his word. And Jesus says in John 15, verse 9 to 10. John 15, verses 9 to 10. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. So if we obey the Lord, we are abiding in God's love. We are kept in God's love. So obedience to God's word is necessary to understand the depth of his love. Like the obedient children at home, they will appreciate the love of parents more and more. How much the parents care for them. Thirdly, we learn of his love through the experience of members. We receive teachings from the Bible and spiritual siblings who testify their experiences and insights. In the Bible, we have the Apostle Paul who testified of God's love. He said he was the chief of sinners, but yet God saved him. He was a persecutor of Christian faith, and he was up. He was so zealous to arrest a Jewish Christian to put them into prison. He was there when they stoned Stephen to death. When you see the blood came out. He was such a fierce persecutor of Christian faith, but yet Christ saved him. So we can see the depth and the height of God's love. We pray for the needs and give thanks for others, the body of Christ. Together we can learn about the greatness of God's love to us. So when you pray for the needy members who are sick, who are needy, you can learn about the greatness of Christ's love. In this world, everyone cares for themselves, isn't it? Who cares who? Your house is being robbed. It's not my business, your house is being robbed. That's why many years ago I heard of a saying, when your house is being robbed, don't say you're being robbed. Say, fire! Then everyone will rush out and see what's happening. They say, house being robbed, better lock my door better. All the locks and all the locks, make sure the robber didn't come to my house. If you rob your house, doesn't matter. At one time in our life, community life in Section 17, they were there to rob from house to house in evening time. Because nobody cares. Nobody. Nobody cares. I just care for my house. But Christ's love causes us to reach out to others, to care for others, to care for the sickness of others, care for the need of others. For example, if a member's house was burned down to ashes, we express our love by praying and also giving for their needs. Why we need to know the greatness of God's love? Because it is through dependent on the love of Christ, we can have confidence to draw near to God and to receive the help we need to live for him. Even though they were saved, the Ephesians still have memories, knowledge of their former gods. You know, sometimes if not careful, Christians also try to think our God is like the former God, the gods we worship. Oh, very angry God. Very fierce God. Very cruel God. Or very distant God. He's in a temple. He's not in my house. To pray, I must walk all the way to the temple. Or the God have very cruel demand, like offering the infants in the Old Testament. They burn a utensil that is so hot, a metal utensil, this is what I read, then they offer the babies, put in the metal utensil, and the baby will be like sizzling pot. You eat the sizzling pot, you know, you see, you see the flesh, then the baby die. And this is a sacrifice to their gods. This is the demand of their gods, the Canaanite gods. They may have this idea. You see, you cannot blame them. Like one former old member, he came to know Jesus Christ at our age. The time we want to buy Calvary Jaya, the old building, and this man. Then he asked me, can you please pray to God? Then I strike 4 digits. Then I give to offering fund. I said, no, we don't help God like that. You see? Our God will bless people with 4 digits. You see, this is old thinking, okay, old life. But when we know that Christ accepts us with no condition, there's unconditional love, then we know we are bold to come to God. Will God hear your prayer, even your non-Christian or not? The non-Christian who become Christian testify later, yeah, God hear their prayers now. Even they don't know. God in His mercy hear their prayers. Some don't even know the name of God, don't even mention Jesus Christ. Say, God help me. Because they don't know. It's not that they don't want to deny Christ or don't want to honor Christ. They don't know. Say, God help me. And God sent preachers, God sent Christians to come to reach out to them. To give them the knowledge of God. To help them, to give them the what they need in the time of need. And one Christian testified. He was a stateless person. In his old age, he wrote a book and he testified. When we run away from China, you see, in 1949, because the Communists and Kuomintang parties were having a fight, armies. So they were at the jetty. He said, my mother believed in Christ. I didn't believe. Our family, my father also didn't believe. But my father wrote a letter from Manila asking my mother to leave. So they were leaving. So they're leaving. Then the mother was in a nice place on the ship. Good position. Quite comfortable with the children. Suddenly the officers, army officers, also want to run away from the mainland. Come, get us! Because they have an arm, their army officer, they have all the kind of power to ask people to go another side. So they are put to an uncomfortable position. But before the marine vessel can leave the port to far away, there was an attack from the seaside. So those army officers who robbed, who chopped the place, who occupied the place which the poor mother and the children were, they were being shot. They died. And this man recounted it later as he became a Christian. So how God saved us? I do not know whether the mother prayed or not. The mother may not be aware of the danger that comes. You see? So God, in His wonderful ways, show mercy to people. So when people come to their evening years or come to a later part of life, maybe midlife, they recounted what happened in their life and they give thanks to God for the love of God. That surpasses all understanding. Of course, apart from the spiritual work of salvation, this is true, dependent on Christ's love, we can have confidence to draw near to God. God hear our prayers. Don't worry whether God hear our prayers. You pray. You pray your own, you pray together as a family, pray as colleagues, pray as a church, and receive help for him. See, now, because of the warfare in Middle East, a lot of people are in trouble. Right? The lacking of diesel in some places, the lacking of fertilizer manufacturer, the lacking of this and that, and the increase in price, a lot of people worry, oh, what will happen to me next day? Those are in business. How to survive? Those are farming. How to survive? Those are doing business. How to survive? The tofu farm man told me, I'm going to increase price next month. The container also increased price. The beans have been increased price every week. So I cannot take it already. Next month I must inform my customer, next month I must increase price. You see, very sad when I hear about this. But we have a Father in heaven that take care of us. Our Father in heaven proved himself faithful in challenging times, in trying times. Knowing the love of Christ causes our heart to grow into maturity. Okay? When your loved one is sent inside the surgical theater, what do? You pray, right? Even non-believers, they pray. Hopefully, come out one piece. Okay, still can breathe, right? You pray. You don't know what the surgeon will do unto him or her. But of course, we trust the surgeon, right? You don't think the surgeon will go and take a butcher's knife and chop him into pieces and come out. In the same way, we trust our Father in heaven who guide us through challenging times, trying hours. Reading the Bible regularly. Take some time to read your Bible. Try not to read it before you are exhausted. Okay? Pray. Worshipping God together on the Lord's Day. Praying in Christ's name and serve others in His name. Don't say it is none of my business. If God's business become your business is God's business. Don't you think it's true? This is what Queen Victoria told one of the British merchants during the heyday of British Empire. This merchant was hesitating to do the Queen's bidding. Difficult to say, I've got to take care of my business. But Queen Victoria said, if my business become your business, your business become my business. He will take care of the business of the merchant. Don't worry. You see, when we do God's will, serve others in God's name, don't worry. Whatever losses we may suffer, God will reimburse. You should have no lack, so that you are bound in good works. The purpose is that you will continue to bound in God's work. And it's good to bring others to know Him. You may not be an evangelist, but at least you can go around and pick people up to come to the gospel meeting or church meeting. Or you send people back. You cannot come pick to and fro, never mind, you send people back. If you can, do it whenever you can. And Christ's love will give us a hope in very disappointing world, isn't it? Because the world is all grabbing for themselves. It's I, myself, and me. I don't care for others. Don't care for the survival of others. The rule of the jungle. You see, the world is the rule of the jungle. It's so sad. But nevertheless, we have hope in the Heavenly Father. We can come to God's presence in prayer. So let us come. Attend the church prayer meeting. Attend the fellowship meeting, which including prayer also. Praying for one another. Make known your requests to others. If you are shy, don't want to let others know, let at least one or two people know. Let us know so that maybe the leadership only will pray for you if you want to keep confidential. If you want to let everyone know also can, have no worry, tell the prayer meeting. We put in the prayer as prayer item, pray for you. And also give thanks to God for the help received. Testify for God. Say a simple word, no need to express in a lengthy testimony. Just say, thank God for helping me, you see. At least you know God help you. So we encourage others to know God help you. Next time will help me, you see. God will help me. If God have helped him or her, God will help me also. So by mutual encouragement, we have confidence to come to the presence of God because of the love of God through Christ, which is unconditional. Christ has done so much for us. How shall we respond? John Calvin, the Bible teacher, responded to the love of Christ. My heart I offer to you, Lord, promptly and sincerely. That's why in some books of theology, you see there's a heart, there's a cross. And John Calvin wrote it in Latin. Promptly and sincerely means my heart I offer to you, Lord. So let us offer our hearts to the Lord, offer our life to the Lord. For his testimony, for his witness, for his service. God put us in different positions of life. Not everyone is church leader, not everyone is a teacher, but everyone serves God in one way or another. Together we bring people to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us, even though we cannot fully comprehend the great love of God. But at least we have a glimpse, isn't it? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy grace and mercy that save us. We thank thee for thy great love, for thy long suffering towards us when we are in unbelief and we are wandering away from thy righteous path. Help us, save us, Lord. Help us to continue to remember our faith is rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. Help us to not to count our own righteousness, but to count on the righteousness and the love of Christ in coming boldly into the holy presence to seek for grace and mercy in a challenging life. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.